Howdy, folks. This is Larry Weissoon, and welcome to our show. This segment is brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoke and Text Electric Smokers, and Ultramatic Feeders.
Well, folks, you know, one of the joys of doing what I do, being an old outdoor writer for 3 decades and doing this radio show and all this for about the past 11 years, is some of the people, some of the fine people that I've had the opportunity to meet and hunt with and fish with and just spend time with. Now, Mr. Shannon Wheeler is one of those special people. I've spent two or three times, 4 or 5 hours on the water with Shannon and became a friend. And Shannon guides down at Lake Fort. I know for catfish, he and Stubby, Stubby's been our guest many times. He and Stubby are great friends. Shannon, we do appreciate you taking some time to be with us and just chat a little bit, buddy.
Well, man, I'm so thankful that you thought about me to do this show.
Well, you know, we're friends, and the thing is, not to get all philosophical, but in the outdoors, I mean, you know, you do cross paths with some great people. And, you know, I'm thankful to have run into you and had the chance to fish with you and become friends with you. You are, you know, you guide down at Lake Fork, and I know Stubby that when I say Stubby, folks, I'm talking about Stubby Stubblefield that makes the Stubby's catfish bait. You and Stubby are great friends, and usually when I'm fishing with one of you, I'm fishing with the other, Shannon.
Absolutely. I mean, there is no doubt. If I'm on the water, it's either with a client or it is with Stubby.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Well, let's talk about catching catfish. And, folks, don't think this is just a repetitious drill. We're going to try to get some information. We all know put down range cubes and, you know, put the right bait in the water. At Lake Fork, you're going to catch some. But here lately, Shannon, it seems to be, I mean, every time I've been out there, I was out with Stubby. We were filming one of our little podcast video things. And every time we'd pull up on structure, I mean, we were doing some crop, trying to catch, you know, working on crappie and brim. There was catfish from a foot down to the bottom, just all over. So fishing is pretty steady for catfish, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Stubby and I, the other day, we went out and baited some of our guide holes. You know, we keep those baited so there's always fish around.
Yep.
We pulled up to one stump. I mean, we tied up to that thing, and we had just got through making some bait. So, of course, we're going to field test the product. We have to.
Why, sure. Yep.
and so we tie up to a stump, and I decide I'm going to make a video, show how easy it is to catch catfish on this Stubby's cheese bait. So, old Stubby starts videoing. I drop down. I'm talking about we hadn't been there, you know, 30 seconds. I drop down just to show a video how to use it. On the way down, the bait gets hit about twice. I get to the bottom, and it's no more than 20 seconds after I get to the bottom, and I'm reeling up a fish. I mean, we had not even thrown out any cubes that morning. Just instant, the catfishing is excellent on Lake Fork right now.
It is. And, you know, Shannon, I watched that video that you and not many places can you turn a camera on and say, okay, folks, here we go. We're going to try this out. You might have to spend 30 minutes doing that, but you drop that bait down and bingo, had the catfish right on there. So that's, you know, that pretty much tells the tale. Catfishing right now is, gosh, it's steady as can be. Any particular depths do you think right now for Fort catching the catfish? We're talking channel cat, of course.
Well, what we have found lately is anywhere between 20 to 26 feet, we're catching fish pretty good, pretty regular, nice-sized fish. You know, the pull-up to the tree instantly, that's just a lot of confidence that I have in the bait. You know, I have tried every possible bait that for channel cat that they've made, but I've just never used anything that I've had any more confidence in than Stubby's cheese bait. There's no comparison. You know that as well as I do. You fished with it, but that's a big part of it. But the fish are plentiful, and in that 20 to 26 foot of water, with range cubes, I mean, it's pretty sure thing to catch some nice channel cats.
Yes, sir. It's game on, isn't it? Well, you know, yeah, I fished with every kind of catfish bait that you can imagine. Now, I'll Stubby, if he were talking with us, he would agree with this. Most all of them will catch fish. Some of them really well. But the thing I like about it, I mean, I've fished with some pretty foul baits, and I would do it again if I had to catch fish. I mean, some pretty rank smelling. We all know the type baits I'm talking about. Now, not to say the cheese bait is pleasant, but by golly, you know, it's not bad. It doesn't the smell, it's got a little bit of a cheese smell, you know, but it's really it's not a bad smelling bait at all. And I think that's part of the allure. It doesn't smell to high heaven, and yet it catches fish really well. So I always thought that was one of the big pluses, you know, Shannon, of Stubby's bait.
Well, I'll tell you a little story here. I guess about 3 weeks or a month ago, a buddy of mine, he's a big time bass fisherman. He wanted to catch some catfish. I didn't even go in my boat. We went in his boat. And when I'm just, let's say, fun fishing, I don't go to my guide holes that Stubby baits, that I know is Stubby to bait.
Yep.
I pulled up to another tree. I was wanting to go to another tree, but there was a pontoon boat on it. There were four people fishing. Well, we tie up to a tree probably 50 or 60 yards from it, and we're watching these folks catfish. They're there about 35 to 40 minutes. There's four of them fishing. We see two catfish pull up. So we're thinking, okay, fishing is just slow. Well, after 35, 40 minutes, they leave. And I told my buddy David, I said, David, let's just go over there and see what's going on. You know, we pull over there, and Luke, within an hour and a half, we had put 60 in the boat, and we kept probably 25 for him to eat. So besides the fact of Stubby's cheese bait not stinking to high heaven, it doesn't make a mess all in your boat. It doesn't get all over you. And wash your hands with soap and water and a little Lysol, and you are odor-free for the rest of the day. You don't smell like it for 3 or 4 days.
Yep.
It will actually catch catfish, and that just proved it to me. I've known this for several years, but that was the very first time that I had an actual instance where I was just shown that Stubby's cheese bait will catch fish when others doesn't.
You know, go ahead,
yeah.
Shannon.
Well, when I watch four people catfish for 35 or 40 minutes and catch two fish, because I'm watching them like a hawk, because I'm wondering what's going on, and they move, and I go over there, no chum, no range cubes, no corn, nothing. David and I drop down, and I kid you not, in 30 seconds, we're pulling up fish. We fished for an hour and a half, and we boated probably 60 fish.
Yeah.
So that was just a reassurance right there.
Well, that was proof positive. You know, folks, this is not an infomercial. It's just, this is something that works. It's Stubby's bait. I mean, I've used it a bunch, and it's what I fish with now when I go catfishing. But we're not, you know, one thing I know, and Stubby has told me this, there's an ingredient that he gets from Asia somewhere, an additive. I don't want to know what it is. I mean, I know that's one of the key elements that makes it work. But there is something. I used to think, really, that you had to have a foul-smelling bait to attract a catfish. But whatever's in it, it makes the catfish come to it without a bunch of odor. I kind of revert things back to, everybody knows I love to hunt hogs, but I used to try to bait hogs with, I've even used some of that old rank catfish bait. A hog can smell one of the best smelling mammals there is. I mean, he can smell from a long ways. Smell a truffle 3 foot under the earth down in Germany. They use them to root out truffles. That stuff spooked the hogs that I was using. What I'm getting at is the right scent. A catfish is like a swimming nose. They have sensory, olfactory sensory organs all over their body. I mean, they can smell. So you don't have to have a rank bait. And I think that's one thing that a lot of people that use stubbies, they've learned that, Shannon. Well, right now, get out there. I would recommend at Fork or any other lake, Shannon, get out there early. You know, if you're fishing like you guys are, by 2 or 3 hours, you'll have your fish. But from about 11 o'clock to 5, it gets kind of warm out there. So I'm all about doing it when it's cooler. How about you?
Absolutely. We've been trying to start at 7 and be off the water by 11
yeah.
o'clock.
Yep.
Usually we're limited out, you know, within an hour and a half or 2 hours.
Yep.
And then we have time to clean and beat that heat because
you're right.
It's torturous.
It gets brutal out there in the middle of the day. Well, leave a number or a contact, Shannon, for people that might want to come down there and get in the boat with you and sack them up some of these catfish for a big fish fry. How do they contact you?
My phone number is 903-987-2315.
Well, that's great. Shannon, thank you a lot for being with us, and we'll get you back from time to time and keep everybody tuned in on the fishing down at Fork. How about that?
Absolutely, Luke. As always, it's a pleasure speaking with you.
You bet. You too, buddy. Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Tex electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Tex, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online.